Right. All right, here we go with boots and salutes on this Monday morning, and you can start things off. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to give a salute and a big thank you to the kind gentleman from Herschel that stopped to help me when my car broke down on Highway 7 on Friday afternoon. I was so upset I didn't even get his name.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great to pass that along, and hopefully everything turned out well.
Oh, it did. And they were headed for Saskatoon, and I was headed west, and they actually stopped and turned around to come and help. So really nice to know there's good people out there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I have a boot for some idiots that came to my place on Sunday early in the morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, tearing around my yard, and then they smashed my garage door.
Jeez. That's not good, absolutely.
No, so they were lucky I didn't wake up. They were actually probably about 60 feet away from my bedroom window, and I never even heard that. So I must have been sound asleep, but they're lucky I didn't wake up because they might have had some ammunition.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute the greater operators of the RM of Blaine Lake.
All right, thank you for the call.
Consider it done.
938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your top of mind today, we'd love to hear about it on a Monday morning.
Well, I would give a personal salute to the good folks down in Yorkton. We were down there this weekend for the Senior Bowl, Viterra Senior Bowl, which is graduating high school football players. This is their kind of the all-star game, for lack of a better term, right?
Yeah.
And usually it's held in Saskatoon or Regina. This year, they decided to hold it down in the on the natural grass of Yorkton. I tell you what, the people in Yorkton, they just embraced this thing, and they did such a great job, and they put on a great meal for the players and the coaches and stuff the night before, and they just treated them oh so well. So good job.
Yorkton Regional High School, right?
Yes, it was Yorkton Regional High School.
Yeah, we used to play football there many, many years ago, and I felt sorry for the poor players there because their uniforms were orange with brown pants. They looked like the A&W Root Bears out there all the time. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. On the week, last week, toward the end of the week, I left a whole pile of flower pots in the front driveway to give away free. I put a sign there, free, and a stand as well. And somebody left the toonie behind after taking the pots. I'd like to salute that person, but you didn't have to give them money if you're listening. It was giving away free. Thank you very much.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Morning. Go Vegas all the way. And I'd like to salute Regina Pats for doing what they did.
Yeah. It was fun making it to the final, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good to see the province and the world supporting the Humboldt Broncos also.
Okay. Absolutely agreed. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I would like to salute the Rush on their big win Saturday night.
Yeah, you betcha. So one win away from a championship. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hey, how about those Riders? Are they going to win this year or what?
Well, it's only preseason, right? Nobody ever won the Grey Cup then.
They can't seem to win any games hardly when they start out.
Well, also, let's not forget that Edmonton did run a bunch of their starters out there for the first couple of series where they got the lead, right? So,
yeah. Exactly.
That's right. Okay, goodbye.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'm big salute to the Rush, but I have one question. Why was the crowd only 12,000 strong? Like they didn't sell it out. I can't believe it.
That's a good question. I thought it was sold out, but maybe that's just me.
They actually had under 12,000 people, and I realize a lot of people go to the lake, but I'm astounded by that.
Well, thank you for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for that whole Trudeau fiasco that's going on with immigration there. I mean, where else? I mean, Canada's got to be almost a laughing stock already. Where else can you go? You get into a cab, you drive down to the border, you walk across the border, the RCMP help you over, they carry your bags for you, you get a place to live, and if you're not deemed dangerous, you're just released into Canada to return your own reconnaissance or whatever. Like, I don't get Trudeau and his whole thing. I really don't.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to the Kindersley Rodeo, and especially Marion for keeping on the memory of her dad, Fritz, and she put on a nice tribute to her dad. And I'd also like to salute Nancy for being the designated driver, and five of us, her friends, went over to watch the radio rodeo, and it was great.
Nice.
Awesome stuff. Good morning, Boots and salutes.
I would like to boot the Rochester player that told Bruiser to go F.
Okay. Thank you for that. 938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. I don't know if this is a boot or a salute, but maybe just a commentary on where we're at.
Okay.
So we pull all fire and protective services, and everybody gathers at City Hall back on Friday afternoon.
Right.
Over spilt sugar.
Come again?
Well, there was a delivery to the cafeteria of flour or sugar or whatever, right? And they had to cordon off the area around City Hall because they didn't know what the suspicious white powder was.
I know. Always have to be safety first, Dave.
No, I get that, but...
Because heaven forbid something should happen and then you'd be all over them. Not being certain.
And again, that's maybe just a boot to the universe. To the universe.
Boot
you know?
To the universe for and society for making us like that.
Because I don't want to be the old curmudgeon that says, but that's my tax dollars right there. Right? Because somebody is paying for those crews that have to blast in over there and do that.
Exactly. Dave, if it makes you feel better, say, get off of my lawn. If it makes you feel better, that'll work.
Thank you. It might. Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I get a boot for all these people that drive their bikes on the sidewalks on the Broadway area, trying to get in for breakfast on Sunday morning. I mean, you're constantly getting out of the way. It's absolutely, I don't know why these cops don't give these people tickets.
Thank you for the call.
I got to say, speaking of the bikes, so I was in, it doesn't matter what store I was pulling out of. Let's just say I was coming across and on the sidewalk, a bike came blazing down the sidewalk right in front of me, and I had seen him out of the corner of my eye. I tell you what, you want a heart-stopping experience for me? Because he was going fast, right? And just out of nowhere down the sidewalk, phoom, felt like he missed my truck by about 2 inches. Now, granted, it would have hurt him more than it would have hurt me, but it certainly scared the living out of me.
See, and that's that. The only thing is that I would comment is that it drives me insane when... A bike doesn't know whether it's a bike, as in a pedestrian, or whether it's reacting as a motor vehicle, right? So, like, for example, case in point, I'm going down the street, and there's a bike, you know, exactly the way I want to see the bike, as a motorized vehicle, right? Staying right on the right side of that lane, right beside the cars. There was no bike lanes. Right beside the cars, going along, right? All of a sudden, get to the stop, the crosswalk, right? Instead of indicating that they're going to turn or whatever... hop off the bike and then walk the bike across where you're almost taking out pedestrians on the crosswalk. So make up your mind. You're either a vehicle or a pedestrian. Get off my lawn. 7:50.
See, don't you feel better?
Boots and salutes this morning brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. After 8 o'clock, we're horsing around, plus music from Alan Jackson, Kane Brown, and more. It's a Monday with the Moo Crew and CJWW.